Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or King, depending on your vernacular. Bye week is over, fellas. It's time for business. It's time to get to it. We got to go to D.C. and take on the Commanders, formerly known as the Redskins. And they may not have Jaden Daniels.
Which
I'm disappointed in.
I'm not. I posted earlier, you know, whether he plays or whether he don't, we don't apologize for on the schedule. We don't apologize for who's available when we do play him. So all we got to do is stack these wins, get them in, pile them up. If we can get this win, one game closer to, you know, a playoff berth, and let the chips fall where they may once we get in. Let the Super Bowl run go to the hottest team in it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I'm looking at it. So if he plays, cool. If he don't, cool. Because, again, we don't apologize for the schedule, or we don't apologize for who available when we do play him. Flat out.
Yeah, I feel you. You know, you just wanted to see the matchup, though. I think a lot of people wanted to see the matchup between, you know, the number one versus number two pick and the quarterbacks. And, you know, they was both playing at a high level at this point in time. So, you know, it makes for drama and TV drama and all of that type of stuff. So, you know, you kind of want to see it. But, you know, at the end of the day, hey, you know, if he goes out there and he plays, so be it. Let's get to it. If not, let's still get to it. Let's beat these guys down regardless, mm-hmm. right? So that's the mentality that we should have.
Yeah, I think we would have got the dub anyway. You know, I just want to see. I like the kid. You know, he's not too far from me out here.
Right.
From San Bernardino. So be cool to see him. You know, I like watching him and CJ Stroud play. He's a local kid. But
yeah,
like you said, hey, you still got to handle business because the Commanders looked pretty good last week. Mariota exactly. put up some good numbers. He's still an NFL player. People forget. He won a Heisman.
Yep. You know?
he's a pretty good player. He was a what is it, top five pick? What did he pick? I can't remember. What he
was. I think he was one overall, wasn't he?
Was he one? Yeah.
Remember, we tried to trade for him. We actually, when he was in the draft, we tried to trade Jay Cutler.
We tried to trade
Cutler and pick up Marcus Mariota at the time.
Yeah, so he's a number two pick just like Jaden, you know. So mm-hmm. he got talent. He got wheels. He can play. He was a starter in his league for a long time. Mm-hmm. So he's not a pushover. So I don't think Bear fans should be like, oh, yeah, we just playing in the backup.
It's not in the bag at all.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, this is a legitimate backup for the back. So, yeah, it'd be a good test. On a roll, it'd be a good test.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? You think about it, when it comes to the game, what are you most likely, you know, what are you looking to see, though? What are y'all looking to see in the game?
I think what I'm looking to see in the game is the offense coming out of a bye week prepared, ready to go. I believe it was Shane Waldron, or not Shane Waldron, but DJ Moore, one of the two, who stated that the first couple of games, those plays weren't scripted. You know, the first 15 to 20 plays weren't scripted. And then, of course, when you've seen the turnaround in the offense, I believe it was the Rams game, where those plays, the 15 to 20 plays, the first 15 to 20 plays were scripted. And I think that was something. I don't know what they were trying or what they was doing. That was quite wild to me. You know, you starting a season, plays not scripted and whatnot. That was kind of crazy as hell. But, you know, what I'm looking for is the offense to come out and be ready to go. And with them being ready to go, starting everything out, I want to see them get into a good groove. I want to see Caleb looking sharp. I want to see the offensive line carrying out their blocks, carrying out their blocking assignments. I want to, of course, we know the defense ain't going to miss a beat. However, you know, I want to see the return of everybody that we had hurt from, you know, Kyler Gordon on down to Jaquan Brisker. You know, I want to see those guys back there. I want to see them, you know, flying around, causing chaos and doing their thing. I want to see the defense. I want to see Billings get pressure. You know, I want to see everybody, you know, I want to see Booker get pressure. I want to see Billings get pressure. You know, I want to see Montez Sweat have a sighting or two. You know, it's time to turn it up, big fella. You know, I need a couple sacks up out you. You know, this is the game to start to do it and start building, moving on into the next week. If we can if we can get this win, let's stack that. You know, that Cardinals game is going to be a tough one, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to be a tough one. They rounded in the shape. But if we can stack that win, you know, that's two wins. And now we're going into New England. You know, you beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. It's a possibility that we can go into, you know, our first divisional opponent game 7-2. And hell, that's a huge momentum builder, a huge momentum builder, you know, going into the game and possibly playing the Lions on Thanksgiving Day at 7-2. The Lions could possibly be 8-1, 7-2 at that time. And that could be for the division lead at that point on Thanksgiving Day, you know, so it's a strong possibility. But I just want to start with this one game. Let's get this game if we possibly can. Let's come out sharp. Let's come out and execute. And, you know, and if we can get this win, let's build on that and stack it and look forward to next week on stacking wins. This is the time where you stack wins to try to get position yourself for the playoff race.
Yeah, what I'm looking for is I want to see Montez Sweat revenge game.
Yes.
Right? He's going back to D.C. I want him to put on the show. That's what I want to see. I think, like you said, man, I think the defense is going to do that thing. Even though Mariota is a capable quarterback, you know, I think the Bears defense is good enough to handle what Washington has to throw at them. Like you said, it's going to be a lot about the offense. Mm-hmm. And also one of the revenge game, not a revenge game, but a coming out game for our boy Caleb Williams.
Yes.
That's his hometown.
Yes.
You know, you got to show out. You know, don't let the moment get too big for you. You know, I guess a little bit of hype. If Jaden ain't playing, is going to die down a little bit. Back-to-back Heisman winners, you know, first number one, number two draft picks. He go out there, do his thing. The offense keeps progressing. He has another good game. You know, you're going to start seeing even more buzz about him, man. You know, like people now is like, hey, he might be it, because the Commanders got a little bit better defense than the Panthers and in the Jags, right? So they're a little bit more stout. So, and that's going to be on the offensive line, because the Commanders got a good defensive line, right? So the boys going to have to block. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be the most crucial point. That offensive line is going to have to earn their money this week. You know, them boys on the Commanders line, they don't, you know, they, them big boys, bro. You know, the Bama boys. You know, they go out to play it up. And then I want Caleb Deshaun. And if we can handle that, and also, too, they got to be crisp. Like you said, they had that bye week. Hopefully, they didn't get too lax. They didn't eat too many Krispy Kremes and too many Italian beefs and, you know, and pizza and hot dogs and stuff, and they ready to go, man. And we get this win, bro, and we just keep it rolling. And by the way, I ain't scared of the Cardinals, bro. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr., he already frustrated.
Absolutely,
you know?
But
he ain't getting the ball. And Dance ain't gonna do nothing.
They just, you know, they're playing good ball right now. They put a whooping on somebody last Sunday that came out there. But I'm just looking at it like that could be a trap game, man. And plus, it's in Arizona. You know, they play tough, man, at home. They definitely play tough. And I don't want to drop games that we should win. So, you know, the reason why I say that Arizona, you know, that's going to be a tough game, because they play hard out there. There's something about that damn desert, man. They play hard, you know.
Hot.
Yeah, that too. You know what I'm saying? Hot and dry. You know what I'm saying? So if we can stomp them out early, you know, and jump on them quick and make them one dimensional to where they just have to pass, it should be easy work. You know what I'm saying? Like this Commanders game, if we can jump on them early and force Marcus Mariota, you know, take that RPO. He's a great RPO quarterback. Contrary to what people believe, Marcus Mariota is an amazing RPO quarterback. And he fits with Cliff Kingsbury very, very well. So if we can jump on them early, you know, two scores, and put them down by two scores and force them to have to throw their way back into the game, and eliminate that RPO and just make Marcus Mariota a pocket passer, it's going to be a long night. But again, like I said, this ain't no easy win. This ain't no cakewalk in the park. I mean, they professionals too, and they got a lot of good talent over there. It's a reason for why them boys are 5-2 right now. So, you know, by no easy means is this going to be a cakewalk in the park. This is going to be a very tough game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to this game, I'm thinking about, you know, what's the coaching staff going to have the team looking like? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're coming off of a bye week. And, you know, I've got questions about the coaching staff right now. And what I mean by that is, you know, do you have guys ready to play? Do you have them engaged and focused? You know, that type of thing. I think Shane Waldron has come around in this play calling. Of course, the defense is always playing well and things like that. But do you keep those guys locked in through that bye week? So I'm not saying, let me say, I'm not questioning them. I just want to see, do you have them guys locked in, ready to go? You know what I mean? Or are they lackadaisical? You know what I mean? You coming off of three games that you won. One game was overseas. And then you have a bye week and things like that. So, you know, are you able to get those guys refocused and locked back in after, you know, a little bit of success? To me, that's going to be indicative of the coaching staff, right? So if guys don't come back ready, to me, the blame goes to the coaching staff. So I want to see how well Eberflus has, you know, kind of got his guys around that situation, buying in and really focused on what they're doing. Because if they're focused, I think this is a game that they should come out and play well in. You know what I mean? I think Caleb will be focused since him being from that area. I think Montez Sweat, of course, like you alluded to, he's going to be focused because, you know, hey, you always want to perform well against your old team, right? But what about the rest of the guys? You know what I mean? What about some of the young players and so on and so forth? If they don't come out ready, then to me, that's an indictment on the coaching staff because you got to have your guys ready. You got to have them ready to play. So, you know, we'll see what it is. You know, not too many questions when it comes to, you know, on-field talent. The Bears have it. They got talent. They're producing. You know what I mean? And now you got to kind of keep this thing rolling, especially right now. You catch a team when they're, you know, their star quarterback is injured right now. Okay, let's go in and put the kibosh on them then. You know what I'm saying? Let's make life difficult for them. And then you go into the Arizona game. These are games where the Bears could be looking at a nice little situation and preparing themselves for the difficult road that's gonna start. Beginning with the divisional games and games against San Fran and stuff like that. So, you know, it's important to really be focused now, because if you lose focus now, you definitely ain't going to be ready come, you know, 3 or 4 weeks from now when the schedule is difficult.
Yeah, man. Going forward, you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. Always say that in Cleveland. Oh, you only beat the Panthers. You're supposed to beat the Panthers and the Jazz. Mm-hmm. If you can't beat the Panthers and the Jazz, you damn sure ain't going to walk, like you said. You ain't gonna walk into Green Bay and beat them.
Right.
You ain't going to walk into Detroit and beat the Lions. So you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And good teams, let's be honest, good teams are not going to lose to a team that has their backup quarterback playing, even if they are have starting experience.
Right.
They're going to go in there, and they're going to beat you. Yep. And they're going to get that dub, and they're going to be 5-2, regardless if your quarterback ain't there or not. They don't care. How many times did it happen to us?
Right.
How many times have, you know, Justin Fields been hurt or Jay Cutler's been hurt, and they come in there and they thump us?
Yep.
35-13 is your key.
Beat us down. Beat us down.
They don't even care. Ain't nobody making excuses. So, yeah. What do y'all think going forward, man? You know, if we win this game, we 5-2. Yeah. You starting to get some buzz. People are going to say, well, Jaden Daniels wasn't playing, but you still 5-2.
Yeah.
You know, the odds of you making the playoffs go drag. You know that percentage they have? If you at this point, you have a 75% chance. How y'all feeling about if we can pull this off, we 5-2. How y'all feeling about the season, rest of the season?
Shoot, if you pull it off and you 5-2, you know what I mean? Now you start creeping up in that power ranking situation, right? you start being talked about, you know what I mean, top 10 possibly. You know what I mean? So you have to be at 5-2. You have to insert them into that conversation, especially with the defense being a top 5 defense. And then, of course, the offense being what it is right now and really coming rounding into form. You know, if you're sitting there at 5-2 at the end of this week, you know, that conversation begins, and now expectations start to happen, right? So when we started the season, we're looking at it and it's like Bears fans, some of them had high expectations, right? We were the, you know, guys who were level headed and said, okay, relax, people, you know what I mean? There's no major expectations or anything like that. But on a national level, you start getting conversation and they'll be inserted into this. So once again, it's going to be a situation where, you know, how do they react to it? Are they going to be able to handle that? You know what I'm saying? Some teams can, some teams don't. You know what I mean? Some teams start feeling themselves and they, you know, it's all about focus. But then there are some teams that where you start winning and you start winning and you start winning and it's a momentum that builds, right? And you become more locked in. So you can react to it two different ways. And then that's going to be, once again, it's going to be really, it's going to be on the shoulders of the coaching staff as to how those guys, and the leaders on the team too. The leaders got to be, you know what I mean? They got to demand it from the bottom feeders on the team. Not bottom feeders, but you know what I'm saying? Like the low guys on the team. You got to demand, you know, them to be locked in and play their position. So, you know, hey, the Bears have a nice window of opportunity here. And it's up to them to take advantage of that opportunity. And you can really do some damage and do some good, you know, for themselves, for the team, for the organization, for the fan base, kind of get people rejuvenated a little bit. We ain't had stuff to cheer for in November and December. In recent years, you know what I'm saying? In
2018.
November and December, we sitting here. We ain't looking at good situations. So, you know, it'll be nice. It'll be nice if the Bears are sitting at 5-2 and beginning November, you know, 3 games above 500. That's a nice look.
Who's already had their mock drafts up?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they come away from this at 5-2, at that point, like I say, it's great because we're atop of the division and we're looking, you know, and we're poised to possibly, if we can like stack these wins again, like I said, we're poised to be at the top of the division. However, my percentage of confidence will still be about 25%. The only reason why I say this is due to the fact that, again, we played some really bad teams. And I don't want, and I want people to understand when I say this, Caleb Williams is a rookie. Last year at USC and the year before that when he won the Heisman, he looked really, really, really amazing against bad programs, right? When USC ran up against bad teams. But then when he played the elite programs, he didn't look so great. So my thing is, and I'm hoping that's not the case here in the NFL, that, you know, when we play these bad teams, he's lights out. But then when we play these really elite teams, good teams, that he's not so great. He has 50s plus attempts again, and he ekes out 300 yards. And, you know, you got some of those idiots who like to post on Twitter and say, oh, well, he still threw for 300 yards. Yeah, but 55 damn attempts. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know who you are. So why? You know what I'm saying? That's what I don't want to see. I don't want to see that type of game. I don't want to see that type of game against the elites. Again, like I said, I want to see him, you know, 20 to 25. Now, if he's throwing for 300 off 25 attempts, we got something special. You know, we going against the better teams in the NFL, and he's gradually progressing throughout the season from game to game to game to game. Like I said, what I saw in that Jacksonville Jaguars game, the fact that Caleb was in the pocket and his feet and his eyes was going from read number 1, 2, 3, 4, and then he was letting it rip. That is growth. That is great progression that you want to see. That is great vision from your quarterback while he's sitting in there just, you know, going through his reads, finding an open guy. Now, granted, that's the Jacksonville Jaguars. But as we move forward, he's doing this and he's growing. He's maturing. He's learning, you know, and he's actually there's a couple times that game he threw guys open. I mean, literally threw cats open, you know what I'm saying, with his eyes, threw cats open. So that's a good look. So, again, like I said, I'm at 25% right now because we haven't played anybody of noteworthy yet. Now, he goes into this Commanders game and he's sitting in that pocket and he's going through his reads again and he's throwing guys open and, you know, he's hitting guys on the money and everything like that. And still Caleb is balling and doing his thing. Now that confidence level goes up, you know, it goes from 25% to about 50%, you know. And then, of course, you take, again, like I said, stack and build. And we start doing this, of course, when we go up against the New Englands and, you know, the Arizonas, you know, okay, I'm not worried about them. And then, of course, you know, he has another prove it moment, let's say against Detroit. And he goes lights out in that game. Oh, man. We got something. We cooking with grease at this point in time. You know what I'm saying? We cooking with fish grease at this time. And then we move. You know what I'm saying? And at that point, I can make a determination, because I'm telling you, we steal that game in Detroit on Thanksgiving. Now my whole focus is not about, it's not on the Minnesota Vikings. As you can see, they're falling apart right now. And Sam Darnold, you know, he's not lights out. He's not trash, but he's not MVP caliber either. I'm not worried about the Queens in Minnesota. I want us to get that game against the Green Bay Packers. That's going to be the end all be all for me. We got to beat them in order to get to the playoffs. We have to beat them in order to get there. We
this
just got to get it done.
Thing at this point, the Bears, dude, you just got to beat the Packers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We beat them once in what? Like,
we 4 years, play? 4 or 5, damn, yeah. 5, 6 years.
Since 2018.
Yeah.
Since 2018. Yeah. We beat them at home when Eddie Jackson picked off Aaron Rodgers and broke his ankle. And
absolutely. So, I mean, if you think about it, even if we split with Minnesota, even if we split with Detroit, we have to split with Green Bay in order to make the playoffs. You just have to.
Yeah.
You're going to have to at the end of the day. You got to. You're going to have to beat them. And, you know, people saying it like it's, I don't know what it is. I don't, it's, you know, easy task, whatever, whatnot. You're going to have, in order to grow as a franchise, in order to get rid of that bad taste in your mouth when it comes to the Packers, it's all mental. It's all mental at this point in the game. If you can just split with the Packers, you're in the playoffs. Split with everybody in the division. Not saying we're gonna sweep people. If we do, great. But worst case scenario for me is splitting. If you split with Minnesota, you split with Detroit, you split with Green Bay, you will be in the playoffs. Plain and simple.
Yeah, my confidence level with it is this, right? I don't know, like, he's still a rookie, and so he's gonna do rookie shit, like he did when he threw that pick to DJ Moore. He didn't lead it. He's gonna do stuff like that, but overall, I'm pretty confident, especially in what he eventually will be, you know. Mm-hmm. So, as a player, and people gotta remember, this is what, how many games we in, 6? Yeah. He's already progressed at this crazy rate, and I mean, it's like people can say, yeah, it's this team, it's that team, but I'm like, no, bro, like the way he played, like he was missing stuff early on, and I kind of was like, he looks like he's nervous. He said he doesn't get nervous, and I'm like, nah, that looks like, because he's just missing guys. Mm-hmm. And I ain't seen him miss guys like that. I know he had the bad games and some of the bad games in college, but I think a lot of that too is that they had to score 50 points a game.
Yes.
He's not going to have to do that. You know, he can have a 3-and-out, and the Bears, they end up giving him the ball right back. So I think that's the key, is that he doesn't have to be everything. And now that the running game's going, the defense is going, we got a good punter, we got a good kicker, it's not on you, bro. You don't have to throw the ball in between three people to try to score, get this first down, because we're going to get a stop. Mm-hmm. Hand the ball to Swift, hand the ball to Roshan, dump the ball off to your tight end. He can pick up 15 yards. you know, we got a better team. And I think that that's what's going to help him, because that's what he's going to need, because he's going to have those rookie moments. My confidence is more like, I'm probably more like at 60%, 70%, like as far as the projection of him. Mm-hmm. And now that's not to say he's not going to do dumb shit. And that's not even say the Bears are going to even make the playoffs. I want to make the playoffs because I'm a Bears fan, but right. That would not make me feel bad about the team if they didn't. They ended up 9-8 or whatever and missed the playoffs. I would be like, hell, that was a hell of a season. We're going to be like Detroit before they were. They didn't make the playoffs the year before they went on their run. But we're a team that you can see we're on the uprise. Look at the age of the people. We got a rookie quarterback. We got young wide receivers. We got young tight ends, young running backs. The defense is young. And we still got our first round draft pick. We still got 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. This team is on the rise, man. And then, like, I'm more excited about that. And this journey right now is just, to me, is fun. Yeah. This is all fun. Because next year, that's when you're going to have them expectations. Next year, that's when people are going to be like, I put the Bears down as Super Bowl contenders. This year, you're the dark horse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These people ain't expecting you. People expecting us to lose to Green Bay. You know? So if you go out and smack them, hey, it's going to be celebration time, bro. People going to be on downtown State Street partying it up, bro. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. You know? Right now, you could say, like, say if the Bears get on a nice little decent run and they're able to make, like, the playoffs or whatever, you could look back at this season and say, okay, the Bears are ahead of schedule, right? They're ahead of schedule, meaning that, you know, yeah, you got a rookie quarterback, so there's going to be growing pains. There's going to be this, that, and the third. But what you ideally want, and what's been happening right now, is that the Bears are able to have these growing pains, but they're not detrimental to the team's success right now, right? Mm-hmm. So they're having success despite some of the growing pains that you will see. And what I mean by growing pains, people, I'm not saying Caleb is bad. I'm not saying he sucks. Please don't take it that way.
Right.
They come for you right away if you say one bad thing, right? So here's what it is. The growing pains is the deep ball accuracy, right? Mm-hmm. That's the growing pains. In my opinion, and this is something I said before, you don't have to make something out of nothing on every single play. Sometimes just get rid of the ball. I've seen him trying to dip and dodge and duck in the pocket, and he does a good job of it, but you don't have to do it every single time the play breaks down. The play breaks down, get rid of the ball sometime. You can do it every now and then, but I think that he tries to do it more than he should, right? So, you know, in that regard, that's a growing pain. That's something, pick and choose your spots to battle, you know what I mean, or whatever. You know, save yourself a little bit. Hopefully you don't get injured. That's my biggest thing. So is that in the deep ball accuracy, man? Other than that, I think he's done a really good job. I think the team and the coaching staff and the play calling has been, you know, it's on an upward trend. You know what I mean? You can't really, you know, people was banging on Shane earlier, man. And it's like, he kind of got himself together. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully that goes. And what I mean by that is you got yourself together against, as DeVore mentioned, inferior talent, right? And teams that are not that good. But you still got to do what you need to do. You still need to execute it. And they did. So they get credit for that. But now, going forward into tougher situations, how are you going to call the game? How are you going to, you know, put points on the board and things like that? And that's what I mean by this window of opportunity. Washington, Arizona, the three games, previous games, these are opportunities to establish yourself, to establish your identity, to become who you want to be, and figure out what works, what doesn't work, get rid of the plays that don't work, and do more of the stuff that does work. So, you know, as a coaching staff, that's the important thing right now for them. If they're able to do that, man, I think we're looking at this situation and saying, hey, they're ahead of schedule. You know what I mean? Which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important. I think it's like practice, man. Like, these are still NFL players, so like to make progress with them is still good. But yeah, eventually they're gonna have to, like you said, if they wanna get caught in the upper echelon, they're gonna have to battle with those upper echelon teams. There ain't no way around it. You're going to have to beat teams like the Eagles.
Yep.
You're going to have to beat teams like the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens. We already know who these teams are in our division. Beat the Packers. We ain't beat the Packers, like you said. We ain't beat them in like 6 years, bro. We got to beat them.
And I'll be honest with you. I want to see them win. I want to see them win some struggle games. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Win a game that you were supposed to lose.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Or execute down the stretch, or you know what I mean, in crunch time to get over that hump. That's what I want to see. Because right now we're winning, but we're winning some big games. You know what I mean? We're blowing a couple teams out and things like that. But I need to see them struggle wins. That's when I know. That's when I know the team is ready. You know what I mean? If they're able to execute and they get them struggle wins, then hey, okay, now like you said, cooking with fresh grease.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah. So man, we got to play these. We can't get too far ahead, right? We got to play these Redskins, the Commanders. Sorry. Hey, bro, we can't teach y'all dog new tricks, bro.
Hey, they actually. Hey, you know what's crazy about that is they're actually petitioning to change the name back to the Redskins.
Yeah.
And they have like the they have like the blessings from the Native American tribe.
Yeah, one of them was like, I think it was a chief. He was like, I wanted to go back to the old.
Yeah, age. Well, we know what that's all about, you know, that them pink 50s and them blue 100s, you know. So we all know what that's about right there. Yeah. But definitely, you know, they want that name back. You know what I'm saying? They want the name back and they want to put back on, Washington. So.
But you know what that was about too, man. It was more about getting Daniel Snyder up out of there.
Yeah, of course.
So that was the biggest thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. And now that he's gone, maybe it wasn't so bad. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wanted them up out of there with the quickness. Like, of course, you know, you got Magic Johnson running around with his 5% ownership, acting like he's the majority owner.
That's what I'm he like, does.
Man, that's the crazy.
Dodgers, dude.
Yeah, he does that all the time.
He does that. He throws a 5% in, wear your hat, show up at a few games, and boom, he out, dude.
That's right.
I'm not gonna be here.
Right. Oh man,
I'm not gonna be here.
And then DC fans, they were cool. I went out to that game. What was it, 2019? When Mitch threw that crazy touchdown pass to Taylor Gabriel.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. DC fans, the Commander fans, they were Redskins then. They actually cool people. They be cool. Yeah. They had some tailgates. They were some cool cats. So I got love for them out there, man. It's some cool things.
For sure. That's Chocolate City, right?
Yeah, Chocolate City. Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be. It's Fluffernutter right now. Marshmallow Fluffernutter right now. Ain't Chocolate City no more. It's all snow.
Yeah,
it's all snow in DC.
They call it gentrification.
Yes, gentrification at its finest, baby. At its finest.
So what's y'all prediction for these games? What do y'all think? We taking the dub? We taking an L? What's the score predictions?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say that we're going to take a dub. I say the Bears will take the dub here in DC. And my score, I believe the Bears are going to win by 2 scores. So I have a prediction. I'm going to say the Bears, they've been throwing up 30 like it's nothing. So I'm going to say the Bears 31, and I'm going to say the Commanders 17.
Ooh.
Okay.
Dominance.
Okay. I think I'm going to go I'm going to go Chicago wins this game as well. I think they are able to get over the hump here. And I'm going to go 27-20.
Okay.
Chicago. Yeah. Mm. 27-20.
Yeah, I think is I got the Bears winning. Obviously, I kind of hinted that earlier. You know, back a quarterback, you want to be a good team, you got to beat the Commanders, even on the road.
Right. For sure.
But I think it's going to be that struggle win that Dan wants.
That's what I want to see.
I think it's going to be a 23-20 win, Chicago Bears.
Okay.
Ending, the game's going to end in a, you know, it may not be like the last 3 seconds, but they'll kick a field goal. Maybe the Commanders get the ball back with 30 seconds left and the Bears hold them and take the dub. It'd be like an exciting win, but, you know, Bears, the offense will put up good numbers, but, you know, you're on a roll. Defense might slip a little bit.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I believe with this being a homecoming for Caleb Williams, he has to leave. He has to leave no doubt in this game.
No,
my opinion.
No, I don't agree. I don't agree.
I just say no, he has to leave. I want him to come home and really, you know, just silence all the critics. You know, I want him to come home and just, you know, kick the door off the hinges and be like, and just let his nuts hang. And like, I'm here. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here. And I'm going to be here for a long, long time. Long time. You know, I would love to see him go for 350, 400 on Sunday. I would love to. I mean, it's a pipe dream. Don't get me wrong. He ain't playing against no scrubs. But I'm just saying, I would love for him to have one of them welcome to the NFL moments where he realized, like, he's putting everybody in the league on notice. Like, hey, I have arrived flat out, and I'm going to be a problem for a long time. See, just one of them type games. I
got a different mentality.
It's a pipe
bro.
Dream. It's a
I
pipe
got a different
dream.
Mentality. I got the mentality. Like my thought on it is, you don't have to do that, dog. You was the number one draft pick. Everybody knows you. You the man. You're the guy, right? And I feel like if the Bears fall into this, hey, let's let him shine because it's his homecoming. Let's show the world this shiny toy. You fall into the trap of throwing the ball 52 times,
yes,
like they did,
like
against
in the Colts
Indianapolis.
Game, yes.
You know what I mean? So in my opinion, it's like, man, just go out there and be you. Do your thing like you normally do. That's my keys to victory. Play defense. You know, stay balanced on offense,
no
which means
ball.
Run the ball.
No hero
and
ball.
Number three, let him do his thing, man. Like I can let you work, but work within the offense. You feel me? I don't need to throw the ball 40, 50 times to prove that you're that guy. Everybody knows it already. This ain't no, you know, let's just be real. He's better than Jaden Daniels. He is. Mm-hmm. He's been the prohibited number one of that draft class for 2.5 years. It ain't changed. It ain't changed in the first month of the season.
Right.
2 months into the season, it ain't changed. He's still that guy. So, you know what I mean? Just do your thing, but do it within the offense. Stay balanced. Play good defense. We win the game, period.
Yeah. You're 100% correct, man. If they, like you said, they start throwing the ball 50 times, y'all said, that's when we in trouble. You know what I mean? We in trouble. I don't want to see it. But that's, even then, that's still on Shane Waldron. Like, you shouldn't even, bro, we shouldn't even throw the ball 50 times that game. We were still in the game because the defense keeps you in the game.
Right.
You know, you got no business throwing the ball 50 times.
It was a one-score game. You had no business throwing the ball 50 times in a one-score game.
Stunning. Stupid. So yeah, you right. We gotta eat our breakfast, man. So if we do that, I think we're good. I think we're good. And we 5-2 and we rolling. Your confidence up. This is gonna be fun, man. I still like. I know Nez don't want it. Don't care. But I wanted to see Jaden Daniels because another thing, I don't want nobody to say shit, right? Because you know they're gonna say shit. And I know, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. But I wanted to see the Bears defense put the clamps to that boy, right? And then we score on that defense. And then, you know, they're a good team. So if you would beat a good team on the road with a good quarterback, I think you get, you know what I mean, that level of respect, power ranking, like you said, Dan, it goes up tremendously.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we see him again in the playoffs and spank that ass. With
that'd be nice, too.
That'd be nice. That'd be even sweeter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That'd be even sweeter. So, who knows? I mean, it's a long season. A lot can change. A lot can happen. You know, guy, teams are finally starting to get healthy, like the Rams, who won tonight and beat Minnesota, took care of business for us. We appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the most up and up. You know, so shout out to the Rams. And again, we if it came down to it, to us and the Vikings, we would own the tiebreaker because we beat the Rams.
Yes, sir.
So, and they didn't. So that's also very, very important for playoff implications for us moving forward. But, you know, when I speak of Caleb just having that welcome to the NFL moment, necessarily ain't got to throw 50, you know, throw the ball 50 times, whatever, whatnot. You know, I just want to see a nice, clean stat line, you know, where he's like 22 of 28, 22, you know what I'm saying? 22 of 28 for 300 plus, you know what I'm saying? 3, 4, 5 touchdowns. whew, man, that's a major stat line. You see what I'm saying? So that's what I meant. Not the 50 plus attempts, whatever, whatnot. I'm talking to, you know, 22 of 28, 22 of 29, 300 and up. You know,
so you just want an efficient game.
Efficient, very efficient.
Efficient game, like a game where he's locked in.
Yes,
and he's making plays. He's driving the ball up and down the field. I get it. I get that. I get that part of it.
Absolutely.
So if you want that type of game, then so be it.
Yeah, his welcome to the NFL.
I'm just saying, I don't need the team to be like, all right, let's go make him shine. I don't need the coaching staff saying, Let's show him off. You know what I mean? Show his arm talent off. Nah, nigga, he got it. You know what I mean? Everybody knows it. Like, stop tripping.
Right.
Yeah. Right. This last couple of games, his stat line's been pretty legit.
Absolutely.
3 touchdowns, 300 yards, 250, 4 touchdowns. Other than that pick, that was the only blemish.
Right.
So if he does another one of those, I think he's going to get it right there just by consistently. Because, you know, with even like Mitch back in the day, he would have a game like that, but then he would have two bad games and then a game like that. So if you can consistently put 200-300 yards, 3, 2, 3, 4 touchdowns, that's how you get it.
Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, just efficient. And that's his welcome to, you know, his welcome to the NFL moment where, again, like I say, he just go out there and he letting his nuts hang. And he's just doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? Just basically just doing his thing, just being a flat out dog. Switching gears, though, I heard earlier Jalen Johnson, over the last 20 or so games that he's played, he's opposing receivers, he's only allowed 10 yards. 10 yards. 10 yards. An average of 10 yards receiving. That is locked down. Complete
defensively, bro.
Lockdown.
As a cornerback, that dude, he got skills, man. And when he was drafted, you know, he was drafted. He went in the second round, right?
Yeah. But that was a good find by Ryan Paul. That was Ryan Pace. He found him. That was a great find.
He was a first round talent, though. He would have been first round if he got didn't hurt. Get injured in college. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it was a situation similar to like the Tevin Jenkins. Tevin Jenkins was a first round talent, but he got injured. Yeah. He had that injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, his situation hasn't worked out as well as Jalen Johnson's, in my opinion. But Jalen, the truth, man. Out there in the corner, he the truth. But it'll be interesting to see if they allow him to just continue to play. And he's playing on like kind of like one side. He's not following anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't do that yet or anything. I don't know if they'll ever do that with him, or I don't know if Eberflus even wants to do that. But, you know, we'll see, man. I mean, boy got skills, though. Boy got skills. He done came into his own, for real.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that he came into his own with us. Homegrown talent, you know.
Yeah, you got to keep talent. That.
Got to keep him in the house.
Yep. And they signed him up. They kept him. Poles, that's another thing, bro. Like, Poles has been doing his thing when it comes to, you know, he's dealing out them contracts. Like, he signed DJ Moore. He signed Montez Sweat. Those are the two guys that you traded for. You signed them back. Now, he took a couple of trades that didn't work out. He let them guys go. He cut ties with them. You know what I mean? Once he saw that it wasn't working out, get on out of the building. You know what I mean? So, you know, with it seems like he's establishing relationships with players. And that looks good for free agents coming in or future draft picks and things like that. Those guys will say, okay, well, the Bears are taking care of their players. You know what I mean? So that, you know, it's a twofold situation where, yeah, you keep your talent that you need, but at the same time, you're making yourself look desirable to other players around the league. So that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, he signed another player from that draft class. Second round draft pick was Cole Kmet.
He's
special team player of the week, baby. Yeah, I see. Some of Pace picks didn't work, bro, but you got to give him that Cole Kmet, that Jalen Johnson, right? Yeah. That was in the same draft.
Yeah.
That was the same draft, second round.
That's nice stuff. Nice stuff.
Yeah, nice stuff. And we got 2 second-round draft picks this, so hopefully they can do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys said Jalen Johnson, he don't travel, but I think that's because the Bears have so much faith in the other cornerbacks, you know, Tyrese Stevens. You know,
Tyreek Stevenson is good too.
Yeah. And he's still second year.
Tyler Gordon, Tyreek Stevenson.
Tyler Gordon. You know,
they,
even the back
loaded. Real Smith.
You know what I like? You know what I like about the Bears secondary? They all like to tackle. They all tackle. Mm-hmm.
They said the Bears are the most are the best tackling team in the NFL.
Number one.
I believe
number
it.
Number one tackling number team one. In the NFL.
They don't miss tackles, bro.
That's good. That's really good.
Far cry Everybody from likes the far cry from the days of
Trestman.
Yes, Mark Trestman and
Mel Tucker.
Yeah. oh my God, that was some dark days, man. Dark days.
Don't let go. That's not let those days.
Shoot, even the days of what's the dude's name? What's the guy's name we had before? Not last year, but the year before that. Sean Desai.
Oh, Sean Desai. Yeah. Man.
Big Fangio disciple.
Right.
He wasn't ready, bro. He
Big Fangio cast off.
Legit. Oh man, Sean Desai, I forgot about that dude.
Where is he now?
I don't know, dude. Ooh. Damn, I forgot about Sean. I'm thinking about Chuck Pagano.
Chuck Strong.
Chuck Strong. I forgot about Sean Desai. Like, damn.
Yeah, that's the name all about
heard in a while. Star Wars. That's a name I haven't heard of in a while.
No,
never heard of him.
We need it. We need the soundbite for that. Who is that?
Oh man, what? Hold on. Let me throw that on there.
Who the fuck is that?
Straight up, Sean Desai. Oh man,
yo, those dark days right there, boy. Woo, God, I don't even know what year that was, dog. I can't remember. We had Fabio Pagano, Sean Desai.
Yeah, man.
The dude who got, oh yeah, we just fired the one guy because he was downloading porn on his laptop.
Yeah, bruh. I swear. But
yeah,
I'm sorry,
man. We've been through it. Hey, Bears fans, be happy. Don't let nobody take your joy because we've been through some dark times.
Yeah, we definitely you know been saying? Through some stuff.
Don't let anybody take your joy.
That's legit. Because, man, that Mel Tucker defense was. The booty! Oh! It was straight cheeks, bruh. My Lord. That defense was trash.
That music is garbage.
Straight up.
Yeah, that was some. Yeah.
It's been brutal.
Yeah, so, yeah, like, you're right. Enjoy this, man. Enjoy this.
Enjoy it. Even though, have a good time.
It's been brutal. It's been brutal.
Don't be too hard on yourself. No. I think we're pretty good, man. I think we're pretty. And I'll get Shane Waldron his props, man. I'm going to say this, too, about him. He, even though he was ass cheeks, right, he adjusted on the fly. Like, he realized. Remember he was playing Travis Homer? And everybody was like, why the hell are you playing Travis Homer?
Right.
And he basically phased him out of the offense. And all he plays, bro, is freaking DeAndre Swift and Roshan Johnson.
That's it.
That's all you see now.
That's it.
You got to
yeah. And before that, he had Gerald Everett in the tight end sets. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
He's talking Khalil Herbert sometime out there. Yeah. Now it's just Roshan. You know, now if one of them gets down, okay, we bring somebody else in. But stick with what you know is going to work. You
legit.
Know what I mean? You ain't got to try to throw everybody out there.
Travis.
Yeah, you're right about that. Right
Travis
about
Homer.
That. Matt Nagy would have said, I'm playing Travis Homer.
No, Matt Nagy would have played Ryan Nall.
Travis Homer.
Mizell.
Thomas Mizell. Oh, man. How many years did we have Ryan Nall on this team?
Like three, four.
Ryan Nall.
Bro.
Jesus. Ryan Nall. Like, why was he on the active roster for so long?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Matt Nagy would draw up a play and have, like, Tyler Scott in the point of attack, right? He'd be like, if Tyler Scott blocks Nick Bosa, this play is
going
to go.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, you know what right. I mean?
He used to say, I ain't gonna lie, bro. He used to send Mooney on dummy missions, bro. Used to get him lit the fuck up. Like, damn.
Like, <Matt Nagy.
laughs> bro, he used to send Mooney on dummy missions, bro. get like literally get decapitated. Like, damn, that didn't work.
Right in the middle of the field. Right in the middle of the field.
Like, bruh, like, damn, that didn't work. You see somebody go flying, getting helicoptered and shit. Like, damn, who was that? That was Mooney ass. Getting flexed.
Right in front of Buddha Baker.
Oh, bruh.
Decapitated.
Sending them to block Miles Garrett and
that's what I'm saying.
Shit like that. Like, dog, what are you doing?
Crazy.
And then expecting expecting some successful outcome from that. Like, you can't be serious right now.
No. And he was a rookie too. We did sent on
missions.
Kamikaze missions. Those were
yeah, I'd have told him like, man, I ain't doing that shit.
We needed to top block JJ Watt.
Yeah, like what? I ain't doing that shit.
JJ Watt. JJ just take Darnell, chuck his ass aside.
Swat him away like a mosquito.
Swat him away.
Get the hell out of here. Like, man, why you sending him on that? He getting like, depleted right at the damn line of scrimmage.
Every time,
thrown
bro.
Thrown into the quarterback.
Like, oh my God.
Chuck him into Justin Fields, dude. Bow.
You know, Mooney only 150 pounds with rocks in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Jesus.
Terrible.
Send him on straight dummy missions.
I had to at least give Shane his props, man.
Yeah. I give him his credit. You know, he definitely made adjustments. So we'll see when the game get tight. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Is his booty cheeks going to clench up? You know what I'm saying?
That's why I need to see it.
Right. Shaking.
That's why,
Shaky Shane.
That was week one, right? Week one. Week two.
Yeah. Week two Shane. Against the Texans. Oh, Shaky Shane.
That paper was shaking.
That play card was shaking. Boy, that play card was shaking like Cardi B's ass in a strip club, boy. Like, damn. That motherfucker was shaking. Like, Shaky Shane, here we go. That's when Will posted, we're fucked. I said, yeah, we out of there, bro. He was like, yeah, we're fucked.
I'm giving him pause, bro, because I was like, we done, bro. This man is having a panic attack.
Literally.
This man need a paper bag to breathe in.
Literally.
Somebody get that man a piece of chocolate, man.
Panic attack. Damn. But he improves. I'm like, I don't know what the hell happened, man, but.
Yeah. It got much better, man. Got much better. You got to give him his credit now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
That's what's up.
Who y'all looking for to step up this week outside of the quarterback position?
Me. I'm going to keep it simple. Offensive line, man.
Yes.
The commander's got to do that. I need that O-line to block so Caleb can have a pocket.
Yes.
You know?
I want to see the defensive line get some action too. Like Montez Sweat, I want to see him get a sack. You know, his numbers are not jumping out right now. You know what I mean? And it's because he's probably getting some more attention than normal. And I don't think we still, you know, Daryl Taylor has been good. You know what I mean? You got a couple of guys in there, rotating guys in there, and it's working out real well. But nobody stepped up as like, okay, I'm the other side of this thing. Right. You know what I mean? I want to see somebody at some point either step up to claim that role, or maybe they bring somebody in. I mentioned it. You know, if Jacksonville is shopping that dude, bro, if they shopping Walker, I think the Bears need to take a swing at that. I mean, he's 23 years old. He had 10 sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if they talking about getting rid of him, that's a nice piece, bro, to put on the other side of the split. You know? Yeah.
That's a fact.
So that's if they shopping them. I don't know if they for sure shopping them or not, but if they are, shoot. Make the call. Make the call. I think that's he's a 6'4", 287 pounds, and you know what I mean? And athletic too.
Right.
That's good against the run, good against the pass. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm definitely looking for the offensive line to step up this week. Give him a clean pocket. You know, let's get some continuity. I want to run with that same offensive line that we've been running with against the Jaguars and against the Panthers. You know, I want to run with that same offensive line combination.
What's his name been playing good on that offensive line, too? When he stepped in there, Matt Pryor?
Yeah.
He's been playing pretty good. Yeah. And I think over the course of the last couple of weeks, the whole offensive line has really
been playing good as a unit. Yes.
Yeah. They need to keep gelling. Keep doing it.
Absolutely. Tell Nate Davis keep his whole ass at home. At this point, I'd be like, bro, don't even show up. You know what I'm saying? Just I will pay you to keep your fat ass at home. All right? Do not show up at all. Dan over there dying. But no, seriously, bro. I would pay you to just stay the fuck home, bro. Don't come to the facilities. Nothing. Okay? Just earn the rest of your salary right at the crib. Get fatter. Do whatever you gonna do. Just don't bring your fat ass to this facility. No more, bro. Seriously.
Yeah, you're right.
Remember we did rat lift like that? He wanted to whoop Ryan Pace ass. He literally tried to fight. They had to call the police on his ass. Y'all remember that? He tried to whoop Ryan Pace ass. And you know what I'm saying? Like, he came to the facilities, bro, and the doors was locked. His key card wasn't working. And like, dude wanted to fight. Like, my man, you got released, baby. You know what I'm saying? Dog wanted to really fight, bro. He wanted to whoop Ryan Pace ass. Like, literally wanted to, like, fuck him up. And he had to be removed. He had to be removed from the facilities by authorities. Mm-hmm. Outside. He didn't make it inside.
Right.
He was tripping, bro. Like, he was... Dog was really tripping. But that's the treatment I would give Nate Davis, bro. Like,
I wish Nate Davis had that much fight in him. You know that man too lazy to come in.
Exactly.
Right.
He gonna be like, oh, I just stay at home.
Cool.
Cool. Yo, cut on that PlayStation so damn fast. Call of Duty, dude.
Like, oh man. Like, what? All you hear is that. Whoa. Like, damn. Like, that was nothing.
No, man. You already know.
You gonna pay me. Stay at home. I'm gonna do it.
I'm right. Gonna do it. Like, man, just don't show up, bro. Like, seriously.
No worries. Nate'll be happy with that.
Hey, bring the entire Carter back, bro. Fuck that.
Oh, man.
You need the entire Carter back or something. Somebody that at least want to play football.
Exactly. Right. Where my man at from Old Dominion? That was a deep tackle.
Rashad, that one.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'd rather have him.
He wasn't good. He tried.
Bro, it was one play. It was one play. Dog didn't block nobody. He just turned around and looked. I was damn.
They put him in a bad spot, though, because he was a defensive lineman.
But Jesus Christ.
Like, God, dog.
It was a play where Dog just stood up and just turned around and looked. Like, damn. I'm like, bro.
Who was supposed to block him?
Duh, somebody got their ass planted back there. I think that was Nick Foles. He just stood up and just turned around and looked. Like, damn.
Dude, he played for the Steelers for a little bit, dude.
Yeah.
Is he still in that
dude? Man, it's crazy, man. Like, you think about the stuff that we had, bro. It's like, my God. Like, how did they, I ain't gonna lie.
Let's make the backup defensive wing. We're about to cut the starting right guard.
Them film sessions when these motherfuckers was on the O-line, bro, had to be hilarious. Because if I saw it, I know they saw it. Like, them film sessions had to be hilarious in the offensive line room, bro. Seriously, especially some of the shit Charles Leno used to do. Dude literally stood his fat ass up and did the hokey pokey, bro, and in one spot didn't touch a damn soul. Nobody.
Sam Mustafa, dude. He was running. He be pulling. He won't block nobody. He just running.
Dude just running to an empty space on the field.
There was a point where we had no decent offensive line. And we was like, well, Cody White here is the one guy. And then he fell off the face of the earth. Remember?
Yes.
And it was like he forgot how to play the guard position or center. He didn't know how to. He was snapping the ball into his ass.
Snapping the ball over Justin Head and shit. Like, bro, didn't you just play center? Like, what are you doing? He was literally snapped the ball over Justin Head. Justin got to make some athletic play to get the damn ball, then take off and run. I'm like, man, this is pathetic, bro. How is this happening in the NFL? You could get nobody off the scrap heap to be better than the shit we had on that O-line.
We had some. That was crazy, man.
Yeah, it was.
That offensive line. And we complain about the offensive line now, but imagine. Oh, man, oh my God.
Nah, the offensive line now is all pros compared to the shit we used to have. Jesus.
Dude, we got backups better than them. Bro, we got, dude, Ryan Bates would have been the best offensive lineman on that team. He ain't even starting.
My God.
He would have. He our backup guard. You know, fucking.
Yeah, we done lived through.
Would have been our starting.
Man, we done lived through some crazy times.
Yeah, so yeah, we got our line ain't perfect, but they a hell of a lot better than
they way better than what it was, man. Good God.
Tell you that, Jesus, we came a long way. We came a long way.
Got a ways to go, but
still got a long ways to go. But we came a long way.
Got a ways to go.
That's all. To be decent,
right?
Yeah.
To be decent.
To be competitive.
We want to be great, good, great.
Right. Exactly. That's all I got.
That's all I got, man.
The show.
Any shout outs?
Shout out. Let's get I'll let y'all go. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
I ain't got nobody to shout out.
I ain't been active on Twitter. I ain't been active on Twitter this week.
Nah, I ain't really been sticking and moving on Twitter, man. You know. Yeah. Hey, shout out to Benny the Butcher and 38 Spesh giving the streets that crack, man. We definitely wanted that though, straight up. Mm-hmm. That album is fire, man.
I didn't even check that out yet.
That album is fire.
It's dope. It is. It's dope.
It's dope.
That album is fire, boy. It gave the streets that crack. I needed that.
I gotta dump it.
That was the gospel for me, and still is all week long.
Currency, he did encore with DJ Fresh.
Oh yeah, shout out to Currency, Currency Spitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
even though we got his drunk twin, King Mac on there. You know what I'm saying? Giving his takes, I swear, giving his sports analysis, which I respect. You know, but yeah. And shout out to Dan too for that cooking on Twitter earlier, man, when he put that side by side of King Mac and Alf, man. Oh my God, bro. Why, man? Why?
That took me out, dude. I don't know how I missed that, but I saw it. I fucking spit out my water, bro.
Dog, why did you do that? My God.
Oh man!
It's like it's been an ongoing battle between Dan and King Mac, man. What's been going on with that, bro?
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. He's a good dude, man. He just I don't know.
Solid, bro.
I think he's trolling. I think he's trolling with the whole. I mean, just keeping this whole Justin Fields thing going, and then you know he attacked me with something, and you know I'm not gonna let it slide. I'm gonna come back with something. You know what I mean? So, you know, we go back and forth on that, but it's all good. It's all love, man. It's all G. So that's my dog. You know what I mean? He just don't see things the way I see it when it comes to football.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? So.
Hey, he got addicted to that Justin Fields, Caleb Williams drama.
Yeah, he did. Man. He got addicted to that beef a little bit.
He was loving it, man. He was loving it.
He got addicted. He ain't never seen that many interactions. He wasn't getting over interactions talking about the White Sox. Sorry, White Sox.
That's why he's so active right now, because they've been dead in the water since, April when the season started, so. You know?
That's why he on there.
That's why you're on there. Otherwise, he would have been focused on something else.
It's
all good. Dan, who your shout out?
All good. Shout out to Team NBS Media. I did a little power ranking show yesterday with them, and I put the Bears at number 10. I put the Bears at number 10, and
rightly
I think it was
so.
Legit. You know what I mean? I think it was legit. I didn't do it because I'm a homer. I think it was legit. And I also, just to be honest, I put Detroit at one, because Detroit, from top to bottom, to me, they're the most complete team. They're better than Kansas City, because Kansas City got issues on offense right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Detroit, they're like a little machine. They rolling, bro. So I had to give it to them. And then shout out to Christy at Christy Love. Mm-hmm. I do that little show with her. It's called Foul on the Play. So, you know what I mean? Having a good time, man. It's just talking about sports and Chicago and the Bears and the Bulls and all of that. So,
speaking of the Bulls, man, God damn. That shit was pathetic the other night, bro. What the hell was that?
Man,
bro, they was, man, after the first game, they was on the bench looking dejected as hell. Like, man,
they know they suck. They know they ass.
Bro, it's 81 more. It's 81 more games, and they looking like that. Like, damn.
It's gonna be. I don't think they get 35 wins, bro.
That's what I said. They gonna lose 50 of them at least.
I don't.
Damn.
They might. It might be like a 25 win team.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe they could be in the Cooper Flag sweepstakes. Who knows, bro? Yeah,
especially they trade Zach. I always catch them when they come out here, but I'd be like, I ain't got my hopes up. I'm just going.
They're going to trade him, and they probably trade Vooch, too.
Maybe they should. Fuck it.
I counted 21 players that they had in camp, right? 17 of the players was under 6'8".
Wow.
6'8 and below.
They got too many guys.
Yeah, two guys at 6'9". And you got two guys at 6'10". One is the center, Vooch. He's an undersized center, bro.
Yeah, he is.
The Bulls just have a bunch of guards, bro.
There's too many guards.
You know,
on the team.
They're all the same player too. It's crazy. Yeah. None of them can shoot. They can't shoot three.
I know.
Streaky. It's like, what? Kobe White.
Can't shoot. Kobe, can't rebound.
I like Kobe. I will say that. I like Kobe. I think he can ball, but man, you know.
Yeah,
it's just too many guards.
It's a bad look all the way around.
It's ugly. It's ugly. But you know what? Jerry Reinsdorf owns the team, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You know who else he owns?
The White Sox. White Sox.
Sorry, White Sox.
Yep.
Them so weak bad. White Sox.
So bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bears our only hope right now. So
that's it. That's our only hope.
Our baby Blackhawks get going.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it, bro. There's Bears, Bulls and the Sox. They ain't got much hope, bro. That's a fact. That's it, man. That's all I got.
That's it.
All right.
Y'all,
next week,
y'all
folks.
Take it easy, man.
Hopefully we get to talk about a win.
Sunday we'll be doing the spaces.
Yes.
So y'all tune in to that as well.
Absolutely.
We look forward to it. Let's get it.
The Bears.
Peace.